I would like to encourage the government of Kazakhstan to put the same sort of effort they have put into making and turning around their country economically, now to do so on the issues of human rights and democracy, and especially the rights of freedom of peaceful assembly and association. The second thing that I came out with is, you know, of course, is the fact that some issues are still unresolved, and particularly the issue around the killings of people in Janosein in December 2011, in the context of a strike by oil workers that had been going on peacefully from June, and then in December there was shootings by the police and quite a few people were killed. That issue is still very raw. That issue is still very open, and I have recommended, as did the High Commissioner for Human Rights early on, that it is important to have an independent international inquiry so that there's closure and there is understanding and there's a commonality of the narrative around that issue. Third is that I have also found that in the context of freedom of assembly and association, that while the Kazakhstan constitution guarantees these rights, they are then taken away essentially through subsidiary law and laws. In reality, there's no right to peaceful assembly, and what we have instead is a privilege and a favor that the state bestows upon the citizens and the people who live in Kazakhstan, so that before you have any protest or any assembly outdoors in public, you have to get permission, and the process of permission is not, and then they tell you to go to a particular place to have a particular designated location to be able to have your assembly. So, and then in association, I found that it seems to be practically impossible to register a political party that's independent and within the opposition. And all efforts that have been tried in the past have failed because there's dithering by the state, and there's a lot of questions that are purely bureaucratic to try and subvert the process. And in fact, sometimes it can take up to 4 years of not being given registration, and then finally the state says, no, we won't give it to you. And in fact, it's also unfair, and given the fact that it is the government itself that does the registration of political parties, it does seem quite strange that the government is the one responsible for registering its potential opponents.
I know you spent 9 days in Kazakhstan, which is definitely it's a significant amount of time. Still, for a special rapporteur, this is a very kind of responsible, important post. You will be filling your full report in June. So my guess is that you have some other sources of information, I mean, which can inform you from inside of Kazakhstan of the ongoing situation. Can you give us a sense in actually how your work is being completed so you can produce a full report?
Well, the way all special rapporteurs work is that before we go on mission, we do a lot of homework. We read reports, we talk to people, we gather as much information as we can. And then we go on the ground. Some rapporteurs go for 5 days, others go for 10 days, others go for 14 days. But we go there to, in a sense, to get a much better sense of what's happening. But then after that mission is over, the process of gathering information continues as well. So in fact, there are some things the government will be sending to us, which we'll be considering. There's other things people will be sending to us. So the whole process is ongoing. And then once we finish a draft of it, we share that with the government of Kazakhstan, and they have some time to respond to what the issues are there, make corrections if they are, or highlight any mistakes that may be there, because there can be mistakes on factual issues. And then we come and finalize the report before presenting it to the Human Rights Council in June. So the process is ongoing, and will not be finished till perhaps 2 or 3 weeks before June.
When you mention the riots or the thing that happened in Janosein, what was your sense, feeling about the willingness of the government to allow such an inquiry?
I think that it was first raised by the High Commissioner for Human Rights a few years ago. I think it's important to keep raising the issue. I think the government of Kazakhstan, which has just released its Vision 2050, where it wants to become one of the top 30 countries, both in terms of economics, but also in terms of politics and democracy. And I believe very strongly that it can indeed achieve that even before 2050. But to do so, it needs to have a lot more opening in terms of human rights and democracy.